And he came here to rent the vehicle, but this guy, they said, allegedly didn't give him a car because he had seen his photo on media that he was wanted for something. So he kept him here and he was interrogating, asking him why, what happened. And he said he confessed to him of what he did in Joburg. And then he wanted to commit suicide and he didn't want to hand himself to the police. Well, we are hearing from this guy that he told him what he did in Johannesburg. So it is this guy that's going to give a statement. So when the police came in, knock at the door and open the door, that's when he pulled out his gun. Yeah, well, this guy here tells us that when he interviewed the deceased told him the other suspect said he told him that he's going to Zimbabwe. So we don't know about that, and we're still trying to locate him.